Welcome to the Rich Salon Owner Podcast, the go-to audio place for any salon, spa, or business owner who wants to make more money, serve more clients, and find more freedom in their life. Here's today's episode.
Hi, everyone. This is Marnie Cormier from Worldwide Salon Marketing, and today's podcast is something I wish I'd heard when I was a struggling salon owner before I figured out how to actually make my salon successful. This is a coaching call that Worldwide founder Greg Milner did this week with a newbie salon owner in Illinois. Her name is Janine Jackson. Listen in as Greg lays out for Janine the sales thinking that would have made my business life so much easier. And if you're a new or struggling salon owner, it'll make your vision so much clearer too. Greg starts off by asking Janine what kind of study she's done before going into business.
So what study have you done about starting and marketing a business?
I've been reading, our trade magazines talk about how to do different things. I've been reading your blog and your information as far as, you're the only one that does the opposite. Everyone else says you need social media to market. You say traditional marketing works better, I'm just confused as to which method. I know I should do both, but which method do I do first? Or do I do a combination of them? And if so, what do I do?
Think of it this way. There are three important things in marketing. First of all, identifying your target market.
Okay.
And you might have several different target markets.
Okay.
That's the most important thing, identifying who you want as customers and, just as importantly, who you do not want as customers.
Okay.
The next thing, and there are only three things you need to, that everything comes under, these three headings, everything comes under these three headings.
Okay.
So your target market, who you want and who you don't want, the message that you want to deliver to that target market, in other words, your story, your offers, etc. And then once you've identified your market and you've developed your message, what media do you use to deliver that message or those messages to those particular target markets?
Okay.
So there is no such thing as only social media or only traditional media.
Okay.
They all work.
Okay.
Thinking that it's all about social media is coming at it from the wrong end.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to develop what your target markets are and what your unique message is to those target markets.
Okay.
And then the media that you use will sort itself out. Now, social media is just another publishing platform. It has particular peculiarities about it and techniques about it, but so do all forms of media.
Okay.
You don't use the same techniques when you're advertising in a newspaper as you do when you're advertising on an online platform.
Okay.
But the principles of message to the right market are the same.
Okay.
So, the first thing you need to do is to be visible for people who are looking for a nail technician in your local area.
Okay.
Now, in those circumstances, those people who are looking for a nail technician in your particular area are using Google. They used to use the Yellow Pages years ago.
Right.
But now Google is the new Yellow Pages. So you need to be visible for people doing a search in your area.
Okay.
So we can do that. We can do a little test on that by simply going to Google, and I'll share my screen with you so you can see what I'm doing. What part of Illinois are you in?
Oak Brook Terrace.
Okay, so we look for Nail Tech Oak Brook Terrace. Yeah.
Yep.
And we go, there we go. So what we find, these three here are going to get 91% of the business, according to Google.
Okay.
Because on a cell phone, you will have a click to call button.
Right.
And Google measures the number of people who click that button. So we know, because we look after so many hair and beauty businesses with their online presence, we know exactly how many of those phone calls are generated by that search. So to be found, you've got to be up here.
Okay.
91% of people only use the first three. 9% of people go into more places.
Okay.
You got to be in there. So that these things are called Google My Business listings.
Okay.
Okay. So are you in there?
I am not.
Okay. So that's a problem.
Okay.
You've got to be in that top three. And first of all, you've got to have a Google My Business listing, because it's like being in business 20 years ago. And if you didn't have a Yellow Pages listing, you weren't going to be found.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. So
those are called Google My Business listings. They're like a little standalone website of their own.
Okay. Google
gives you one for free, but you've got to set it up and optimize it for search results.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you need help with that, we do that day in, day out for businesses all over the world.
Okay.
So that's being found. Once you're found and they either call you or they go through to your website, then you need your website set up properly to either get a phone call or to capture the name and contact details of people who are interested in what you sell so that you can market to them afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's have a look at your website.
I can tell you it's not set up properly.
Say again.
I said I can tell you it's not set up properly.
Let's have a look. Okay. Are
you telling me that? I can tell you that.
Can you see my screen?
I can, yes.
Can you see your website?
Yes.
Okay. So people come to your website, yeah?
Yes.
Now, if they're interested in what you sell, remember that 80% of them are on a cell phone. So they get a little tiny screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the most wanted response for you is a phone call to book an appointment, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So they're on a tiny little screen and they go, oh, there's your phone number. Can't click on it.
Okay.
That's a problem, because on a little tiny phone screen, you don't want to force people to have to remember your phone number, then go to their phone app and then dial the number.
Okay.
You want to make them just click the number and call you.
Okay.
If they don't call you, the next most wanted response is for them to give you their name and contact details. And there are ways of doing that. You can install on your website some sort of name capture device so that when they fill it in, you get an email with their details.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. Here's one of the hundreds of websites we've built.
Mm-hmm.
This is for a salon in New Zealand. You'll see here, free $25 gift voucher for new clients.
Okay.
When they fill that form in, they get an email and you get an email, or this salon owner gets an email with their details in it. So if I go to download that gift voucher, I've got to put in my name and contact details.
Okay. Yeah? Yes, I can understand.
That's a simple technique for capturing names and contact details. I'll give you another example. Here's one here that we built for a salon in Australia. Okay. And you'll see on the right-hand side there, get your free $20 gift voucher.
Uh-huh.
Now, 900 people have filled in that form in the last 12 months.
Okay.
That's a lot of business. She's turned 200, 300, 400 of them into clients.
Okay. So that's different than offering discount, correct? Because you're just getting someone to come into the door by giving them an offer that they feel validated for giving their information.
Yeah.
So it's like a gift. It's like a gift, more or less.
It's a gift. Yes. The gift, the benefit for you is you get to sit in front of them for an hour
mm-hmm.
and sell to them.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
So the purpose of getting, see, most businesses think that the purpose of getting a customer is to make a sale. The smart business owners realize that the purpose of making a sale is to get a customer for the long term.
Right.
Yeah?
Yep.
So that's the purpose of getting even if it's a non-profit sale,
mm-hmm.
the purpose is you need to know your numbers. What is a long-term client worth to you in 1 year? So in your business, somebody comes in to have their nails done every, 6 weeks?
About three, depending on what service. So every 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. So you work out over a period of 12 months, somebody coming mm-hmm. in every 3 weeks, what is that going to be worth to you?
A lot more than zero. 30. Let's just say they spend the average $40-$50. Yeah, that's substantial.
Well, let's do the numbers. They come in every 3 weeks. So they're coming in 15 to 20 times a year.
Right.
Times $40.
Mm-hmm.
That's $700.
Right. For one person.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I said. Substantial.
How many $20 gift vouchers are you going to give away?
Right.
As many as you possibly can.
Exactly. Exactly. To create that ongoing cycle. So look, let me ask you this, because I don't know if you guys have this where you're at, but is it better? Do you guys have Groupon and Living Social and those type of things?
All of that sort of stuff, yeah.
Okay. So, and I'm not ready to do this, but it's just for future reference. Is that a good way to market as well, or to just continue to do the be found and do the $20 or $25 voucher or whatever?
Well, both. But with Groupon and similar daily deal sites, they tend to attract people who are only after the cheap deal.
Okay.
What you want to do is attract people who are after value, not necessarily price.
Correct. Okay. Yep.
So you're far better off if you can give away a $20 gift voucher to get a customer for the long term than just to get a daily deal customer who is only on the lookout for the next cheap deal.
Okay. Understood. Okay. So as far as like you guys doing the website and all that, and I know someone that has a marketing membership with you, how does that work and what's the cost associated with that?
We build hundreds of websites for salons and spas.
Mm-hmm.
They vary in price from a couple of $1,000 through to $5,000-$10,000, depending on complexity and whether you want shopping carts and et cetera.
Okay.
The primary purpose of a website only has three primary purposes. One of them is to be found by people who are searching. The second one is to get phone calls for appointments. And the third one is to capture names and contact details of people you can market to later.
Okay.
They're the only three things. The rest of it is air and fluff and pretty pictures.
Okay.
If they don't do those three things, it doesn't matter how glamorous the website is, mm-hmm. how sexy it is, it's pretty much useless.
Okay.
So you don't build websites to stroke your own ego. You build them to be functional.
Okay.
Okay. So we do lots of those. So that's your online purpose of creating a target market and building a list.
Okay.
Okay. You still need to concentrate on what your unique selling proposition is.
Right.
And really, the story is about you, the owner of the business, Janine.
Okay.
So what most businesses make the mistake of doing, and your website looks like it does a similar thing,
mm-hmm.
is to hide behind the name of the business, if you like.
Okay.
Rather than saying, my name's Janine, I'm the greatest nail tech in Illinois. Here's my story, here's my video, here's my blog, here's me on my social media platforms, etc. So at the moment, all your website does is look like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other websites.
Okay.
It's not about, unfortunately, it's not about you, whereas it should be about you.
Okay.
Because, see, people want to do business with people. They don't want to do business with some kind of faceless entity.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you get that story right and you start telling that story. It's about what we call know, like, and trust. Okay. People can know and like and trust you over time because you are front and center.
Okay.
So you need to think about rebranding the entire business and make it Janine Jackson's G-Spot Studio.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes. Understood.
Now, once you've developed that story, then it's easier to sell special offers to your target market, to both your customers and your prospective customers.
Okay.
Because they know you.
Right. I get it. I understand. I mean, you saying that resonate with how I look online and do business with people and what I look for when I'm shopping. So I understand 100%. Understood.
Then once you've done all those things, then the media becomes obvious. So obviously, online media is easy to tell a story because you've got, you know, this is one of the most powerful marketing tools you've got.
Right, right.
You can go live on video, have your own TV channel essentially,
mm-hmm.
any time of the day you like.
Okay.
And you can talk to your customers from your heart and your prospects from your heart, just doing live videos.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that other forms of media aren't useful as well. You know, for example, if you had people signing up on your website for a gift voucher, you could then set up a series of automatic emails to them that are triggered by them filling in that form.
Okay.
And that go that you could send out emails every week.
Right.
You can get them to join your Facebook business page. You can get them to follow you on Instagram.
Okay. Right. You can always say, tag me on Instagram or follow me on Instagram and you get $5, whatever. Yeah, I get it.
Sure. Yeah. You can do a lot of things with that media, but you've still got to work out before you use the media what your message is, who you are, what your story is.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, so, obviously you need tools to do all of that.
Right.
You need to be able to know how to set up your social media platforms correctly to carry that message.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of tricks and techniques to do that properly. While you're doing that, there are other things you can be doing in the business to market to your existing customers.
Okay.
You can do a lot of things. You can if you've got a list of regular customers, we've got membership programs where one membership program is they're debited every week a small amount from a credit card, and they can come in as often as they like.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another membership program where people pay a year's worth of services up front for a discount, but you're getting the cash up front.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things you can do, but it requires you to do some study and to actually use the tools that are available to you.
Okay.
So essentially what I'm talking about, Janine, is you need to become a marketer of what you do, not just a doer of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money is in the marketing of the thing, not the doing of the thing.
Right.
And we've got example after example of members who have used our services for 10, 15 years,
mm-hmm.
where they have, for one reason or another, sickness or injury, have been forced off the tools and made more money.
Right.
Because they've been forced to concentrate on marketing the business, not doing the actual donkey work.
Okay.
So that's where you probably need to be.
Okay. So what do I need to do, or where do I get the tools from, or how do I, what, how is that the $47 a month, or is that something else?
Well, we have a massive library, a resources library for salons and spas, where we have hundreds of marketing pieces, online and offline, graphics for social media, flyers, templates, etc. You can test drive that for $1.
Mm-hmm.
If you wish to stay after that, it's Australian $47 a month, about US $35 a month, and you can leave whenever you like. So you can, we update that library regularly, that members.
I signed up for it. I didn't know if that's what that was.
That's cool. Yeah. So you've got that. So that's the client attraction system.
Right. Right.
You've got that. We have a marketing manual, a complete manual. It's called this one here. It's called Simple Salon Marketing.
Okay.
It's about 300 pages. It's the how and why of direct response marketing for the hair and beauty industry.
Okay.
So you've got the tools in the library, in the client attraction system, all of the templates. The manual is how to use them, essentially.
Understood.
Okay. And that's $199 Australian dollars, downloadable instantly.
Okay.
We have a services division which builds and optimizes websites and sets up Google business listings.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So you have that available to you as well.
Okay.
But
that's the, you said from $1,000 to $5,000, $6,000 for the website process, right?
To build one from scratch, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It depends on how complex you want to make it, but a simple website that has 5 to 10 pages and is set up, optimized correctly for Google searches, is it's somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000, depending on how many pages you have.
Okay.
But that's also spread over a couple of months, because it takes a couple of months to build it properly.
Okay.
Yeah. So we generally take a 30% deposit to put it into the production schedule, and then another 30% after 1 month, and then the remainder a month later when the website goes live.
Okay.
But more importantly, you need to set up your Google business listing. So we do that for $695.
Okay.
Takes a couple of weeks to get it set up properly. And that means you need to supply a bunch of photos, which I'm sure you can do.
Okay.
So there's some of the tools you have access to.
Okay. Okay.
So has all of that been useful?
Tremendously. Because I think I signed up, well, I've been watching you for a while, but I signed up this past weekend for the access to it. And, you know, as I was reading the book, it was like, click here for the 30-minute marketing conversation. And I'm like, okay, this should be fun, you know, will help me. Because like I said, on your website, you know, I know hair, beauty, it all comes together, but, you know, you show more examples of how to market hair and massage, you know, different things like that. So it's like, if I could kind of hone in, you know, because it's more than turning the words around to say, you know, for nails versus that, you know, because even trying to come up with, because I think you had one for skin, you offer, I think, $199 for a year membership, but you get all these other offers for it. So just trying to figure out, okay, if I did something like that, maybe not $199, or I don't know, maybe it is $199, you know, but what else can I offer, you know, that wouldn't take away from what I'm offering, you know what I mean? Because then I get it that it will be repeat business, and they will bring other people in as well, you know, and even if it's just that one time, oh, well, we only offer that membership during the month of May, you know, but maybe, I don't know, I get enough people asking about it. Maybe I offer it, you know, in July because I got enough attraction for it to be offered again. So I've picked up a lot, you know, in the last 2 days, been reading and not going to sleep, trying to figure it out. Because again, I need to, you know, there's a lot of, I guess it's kind of easy with, I shouldn't say that, but it is kind of easier with hair and with skin that people are more kind of creatures of habit. Whereas with the nails, they'd be like, oh, I can go right here, you know, to the $10 salon and get the same service, which you really don't, you know. So like you said, it goes back to what you said about finding the customers that looks for value in what they're getting and appreciate the value that they're getting and willing to pay for it, you know. So.
And that comes down a great deal to you selling yourself as the go-to person.
Right.
So it's putting you front and center of the business.
Right. Yeah.
Then people will want to do business with you as against any of the competition.
Okay. Understood. Yep. I get it. I mean, like I said, talking with you has helped me see those, you know, clarify those things. So now I just got to, you know, find a budget to figure out how to get everything else that we talked about, you know, in place so I can reposition myself to be found on Google and click on numbers and all that kind of stuff.
First thing is you get your Google business listing set up properly.
Right.
That means at least you can be found.
Okay.
Then your website can be tweaked later to put you in there.
Okay.
In the meantime, study like mad. Get the manual, the Simple Salon Marketing Manual. Are you a reader?
I am.
Great. Well, it's a very simple thing to read and it clarifies everything. Keep going back to it.
Okay.
The principles of marketing any small business are exactly the same.
Okay.
The content you put into it is different from business to business. But the principles are exactly the same.
Okay.
Target market, message to that market, the media you use to deliver that message to that market.
Okay. Understood.